Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta. The title of her preaching today is Facing the Truth.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. Sometimes it is hard to face the truth. At this time, it is hard to deal with the fact that in many regions of the world it would be better to maintain strict restrictions to further contain or keep the coronavirus in check. Here in Germany, there's a talk of relaxations, yet the British mutant of the virus continues to spread, and virologists predict that we will be back at high incidence levels above 100 in May if we don't stick to the lockdown. It may be equally difficult to argue that this is not the fault of the people who come to our countries in search of a better life that there's unemployment. The fact is that digitization has made human labor redundant in many places and structural change has displaced jobs. But of course, it's easier to have a scapegoat, to put the blame on someone else and soothe one's own conscience. If the others decide that we no longer have to wear masks, then I have nothing to do with the virus spreading again. And what can I do about not getting a job if all the other people take one away from me? Yet Jesus shows in today's gospel that he's concerned with the truth and that he's not prepared to give in to such excuses. He speaks the truth and does not remain silent for the sake of peace. That upsets people, that upsets them so much that they would like to kill him. And of course, it is painful when someone opens my eyes and makes me realize that something that is not going well is my own fault and no one else's fault. It may be like a band-aid being ripped off your wound. It is painful, and what comes to light is not always pretty. But at the same time, it is necessary so that the wound that lies underneath can heal. Jesus himself says that the truth will set us free. So whoever is ready to look the truth in the eye may experience a painful moment. He or she may experience that he or she himself is all shaken up, but I am convinced someone who is willing to face the truth can also experience that healing is possible. It is possible that through the truth, calm can return, that I can recognize what really needs to be done now, and that I can take action. Sometimes such a measure may only be a prayer in which I offer my wounding to God himself, and sometimes it can be a real call to action that lets me come into action. And perhaps this is what is meant when we are called to repentance during Lent. Perhaps repentance sometimes also means letting Jesus himself open our eyes to recognize where I have not yet dared to look at the truth. Conversion and discipleship then also mean that I can trust Jesus, who is on the way with me, even when it's painful. He is there with me, he stands by me, and he gives me the strength to accept the truth and to live it. Even if it means having to endure difficult measures for a longer time, or if I have to accept that no one else is responsible for the fact that I am in a difficult situation. Jesus is with us in all that. Jesus accompanies all of us in these difficult moments, and he is with us when we are willing to face the truth.